I was young, all we had was a basin, and there was an apple and nuts and maybe a sixpence, and you have to duck in. I didn't like ducking in there.
So you never used to like ducking in. No. Nowadays, in 2017, has Halloween in a way got us almost as big as Christmas?
Well, it's gone very Americanized, you know.
I like the bonfires and the fireworks.
And why do you like that?
Because it's fun and I get to play with my friends.
I like all the sweets.
And how much sweets would you get?
Maybe a bag full.
And would you eat them all at once?
No, I was maybe a few days.
And what are you going to dress up as on Tuesday?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know.
And who was Donald Trump?
He's the president of America.
And what do you think of him?
Funny.
Bonfires.
I just enjoy Halloween because I get lots of sweets. I get to dress up. And this year I'm dressing up as Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor, how old are you?
10.
And who is Conor McGregor for you? Who is he?
He's a UFC fighter. He's full of himself from Crumlin.
And are you a UFC fighter full of yourself from Crumlin?
No. My brother was watching this pref conference, and
press conference,
and then he walked in, and then like a penguin. So I'm gonna walk into school tomorrow like that.
So everyone in school is dressing up.
Yeah,
Halloween's fun.
I like going outside and playing with my friends and getting like candy.
My favorite part of Halloween is when all the little kids knock out your door, and then you have to give them loads of sweets.
And do you make them trick or treat? Do they have to basically do some sort of trick?
Sometimes I kind of put like a fake snake in the thing, in the bowl, so when they take it out, they sort of scream.
No, I don't think Halloween has gotten too big, but I do think that although children love bonfires, they should stay away from them and really be careful of fireworks and just to take caution and to maybe stick to the trick or treating and not the bonfires.
You're from the States originally. In a way, did you bring us this crazy version of Halloween? We sent it to you, you sent it back to us, and now it's mad.
Well, you're forgetting that it was started here.
It
and
was,
now it's being
but
celebrated.
You changed it.
Well, I hope not. I hope it's fun, and that's the main thing, as long as we keep it fun.
People love to dress up.
But you still dress up.
Yeah.
What are you going to dress up as?
80s tennis player, 100%, like John McEnroe.
John McEnroe?
Yeah.
Pretty good costume.
Yeah, I know. I thought that myself, so I picked it.
And for the listeners at home, you've got bright red hair. Does that matter?
Bright. I'd call it more, you know.
Oh, sorry. What's that? Red, sorry.
Yeah. But I definitely got a good 80s wig going, like, got the headband, like, you know.
So how big is it amongst your age group? I mean, obviously you would no longer trick or treat, but you would party, you'd party hard.
In a way, yeah. Like, that's kind of, it's just, like, Halloween's the one time of year you can actually kind of dress up, go out, have, like, you know, with the costume, it's kind of funny.
Do you prefer it to Christmas? I mean, is it like Christmas without the pressure?
In what regard? Like, you don't give presents, so there's no need to spend a lot of money, but, like, you know, it's less about family time, more about your friends, rather, you know, dressing up, going out like that.
I think Halloween has declined over the last 5 or so years, and the whole commercialization of Christmas has sort of overdone it. Because, I mean, I remember it used to be like Halloween all the way up until the 1st of November, and then instantly Christmas. But now I'm hearing ads for Christmas.
You're hearing Christmas already.
Yeah, yeah.
And Halloween was that stopgap measure that blocked Christmas until November.
Always used to be, yeah.
But not now.
I don't feel it as much. And I feel that like Halloween has sort of taken a back seat because it could be just my, you know, anti-establishment mentality, but it's just sort of...
So are you anti-Halloween or are you anti-Christmas?
No, I've always preferred Halloween over Christmas.
It's good crack, isn't it, if you keep safe?
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's sort of turned into the same thing Paddy's Day has, and it's just an excuse to drink in stupid clothing.
Will you be doing that? Will you be drinking in stupid clothing?
Oh, I don't drink, but I'll definitely be in stupid clothing.
And what's going to be your stupid outfit?
I haven't a clue. I was thinking of going as, like, you know, loincloth, but it might be a bit cold.
I think that in some places it's a really big thing, in some places it's smaller, but generally I think it's really good that we're celebrating different things.
So what do you do for Halloween?
Well, we have massive bonfires and fireworks and everything, but here in Ireland they do like trick-or-treating and everything.
So in the UK it's more about Guy Fawkes Night,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely.
You get to dress up in different costumes and trick or treat and get.
And do you get lots of sweets? Lots? How many bags?
Two.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you eat all the sweets at once?
No.
You're staying in. Why?
We're staying in.
Is it
we
just
might
too
go
mad?
To something to do with the Bram Stoker. That parade, maybe, actually.
I like Halloween, but I'm pretty nostalgic. I look back on the day when we used to do the apple bobbing, and it was fairly low key to what it is now. what is it, it's been kind of Americanized now in the last 5-10 years. Particularly noticed it's starting sooner and sooner. I suppose I'd look back with a certain amount of fondness.
Right now, as we speak, in suburbs around the country, there are 14-year-old boys collecting wood and pallets and building and stockpiling wood to build illegal bonfires. I mean, it used to be completely okay, but now councils aren't happy about it. They're trying to stop them. What's your view?
I think any sort of bonfires need to be supervised and regulated. There's parts of town where they do get out of hand, and the taxpayer, everybody else, ends up paying for the cleanup. So supervise them, yeah. Make sure everybody's safe and that nothing gets out of hand. But in principle, fine. But they do tend to lose around themselves.
Well, it's a celebration, and it's been here for generations. When I was very young, it was a different ball game altogether. Apples, nuts, and fruit. But nowadays, it's all commercial. And my big worry is with bonfires is that children are putting themselves in danger with them, and unless they're very well supervised, they could have a very bad reaction or a very bad
burn. And the children's hospitals are busy at this time of the year.
Yes, indeed. Not good, but that's the way it is.
I suppose it has got too commercialised, but it's something for the younger, you know, elements to enjoy. And as long as there's no dangerous behaviour. I know it can be problems with people drinking and fireworks and things. So.
I'm from Southeast of Asia. I never saw a celebration of Halloween. So, but yeah, for me, it's just kind of like a celebration that are a time to having fun with friends and families.
I believe Halloween is a time to be goofy and fun with your family.
Goofy, there's a term I haven't heard in a while. Do you get goofy?
Absolutely, on Halloween, it's the best time.
And what do you get up to?
Oh, it's just dressing up funny, going out, getting candy with my siblings, stuff like that.
And what are you going to dress up as this year?
I don't think I'm going this year. I'm too old.
How old are you?
19.
You're not old.
Sometime, maybe. Think about it.
I'm not sure what I'm going to dress up as yet. Looking for that today.
You still have all your teeth. I mean, the amount of sweets that you must have eaten over the years. How come kids eat so many sweets at this time of the year?
It's exciting, I suppose. That's what Halloween's all about for people that age, so.
Exciting, but is it dangerous? Do you worry? Do you feel like closing the curtains and locking the door?
Not really, it's only one day a year, so.
It's not really that important for me anymore, but for kids, they get really excited to dress up, and then you kind of get to the stage of like 10, 11 and 12, and they kind of give up. But then at our age, it's all about like the makeup and the special effects.
So you love to wear proper horror outfits,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know, scars.
Yeah, or even like the vampire or like all them sort of costumes, so.
Let's say, for example, a younger brother building a bonfire, that still goes on. What's your advice to people building bonfires?
Oh, I don't like bonfires. Like, in our area, they'd be very dangerous. Like, the council tries to keep on top of it and, like, get rid of all the bonfires because there's been accidents over the years. So I wouldn't be a fan. Like, I wouldn't go to a bonfire, but I don't know, it's all part of Halloween, so.
And what about illegal bangers going up to Northern Ireland?
I don't really have a problem with fireworks. If it's organised, like down the park near my house, one of the dads organises it, and they all the kids stay back and like they organise them, and it's safe
enough.
And
that's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be. Yeah, kids shouldn't be like in charge of them.
Because it's like the one time a year where you can dress up as anything you want, and then you just go around the neighbourhood and ask for sweets and all.
The sweets and the dressing up, love it.
I really like the sweets and the dressing up.
What are you going to dress up as?
I think a zombie rock star.
A zombie rock star?
Yes.
And I like having like fun with my family, going around the blocks sometimes.
I love dressing up and I love the fireworks and going around trick-or-treating with all my friends.
And how much sweets do you get?
A lot.